Scapegoat by Peter Wally, with Heather Bell, Henry Knowles, and Eric Allen.
Now, take a deep breath. Hold it. Now let it out. Now another one. Now hold it. Now out. Do you feel any better now?
I'm all right. I told you I felt all right before.
Look, would you like a drink?
No, thank you. Can we watch television?
What?
I mean, something like that. Something normal. But just pretend and do something like watching television.
For God's sake, Eileen.
I'm sorry. I am all right, though, really. That's what's odd about it.
Yes, well, nevertheless, we are not watching television.
No.
We've still got work to do.
Work?
Yes. Darling, calm down.
No, there's somebody. There's a man standing by the door. I'm not imagining. No.
Stay there.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
If you move, I'll kill you. Move your hands or anything and I'll kill you, right?
What do you want?
Don't do anything, darling, please.
No, no.
You'll kill us. I know you will.
Right. Just stay there.
How dare you break in like this?
I came in through the front door, Squire. Unlawful entry.
Please, go away.
No chance.
Well, what do you want? Money? Money, is it?
Is there anybody else in the house?
No.
Only I wouldn't want an accident.
There's nobody.
Look, do you have to appoint that?
Yes, otherwise I don't think we'd be standing here like this, would we, eh? I mean, be honest.
Look, is it the money you want?
No, Squire, you can keep your money. What I want, first of all, is a receptive audience. You see, I've been looking for you two for a long time.
Looking for us?
Us in particular?
Oh, yes, Eileen. Or would you prefer Mrs. Stevens?
Look, what the hell?
How do you know who I am?
Telephone directory, register of electors, casual local inquiries. Only I used to be a policeman once, see? Detective, actually. So there was a certain nostalgic pleasure to be got out of tracking you down.
Eileen, do you know this man?
No.
Oh, no, we haven't met before tonight.
Would you mind the gun... I happen to know something about guns, and, well, that one looks unsafe to me.
Like safe guns, eh?
Well, it is liable
it's
to...
It's old, is this one as well. Old man, I got it off. Still, old bullets, just as effective, aren't they?
Won't you please tell us what you want?
Listen, then, and keep still.
Well, I was only, a drink. Would you like a drink?
No. Listen, and I'll tell you why I'm here. Because you want to know, don't you? You want to know, Squire, don't you?
Yes.
Nice quiet night at home and suddenly... Well, you've a right to know. Because there is a reason. I mean, don't go thinking I'm an escaped psychopath or something, eh? Subject of news bulletins and searches by policemen in gumboots. No doubt that possibility had crossed your mind.
Look, you've got in here. You've got a gun. So there's nothing we can do to stop you doing whatever you want to do.
Let me ask a question, Squire.
What?
Do you remember my brother?
Brother?
Neil Richard Brooks. That was his name.
Well, should I?
Oh, yes.
Well, I mean, I can't say that I...
He worked for you.
What?
Over in Germany.
I've never been to Germany.
You what?
I've never been to Germany.
No!
Well, have I?
No!
You must think I'm a bloody simpleton, eh? Witless ex-copper with a rusty gun, eh?
No, it's just that
Shut up! I'll let you talk too much as it is. Now, shut up and listen. My brother was in the army in Germany, right? Lance Corporal Neil Richard Brooks, serving in Germany, king and country, queen and country, whichever. He always said he was lucky, because he might have been in Northern Ireland. But he wasn't, was he? He used to write to me, always had since he joined up, which is how I know about what he got his stupid self into. I know about the drugs, the smuggling he did. I know about it all, right?
May I speak now?
No. But understand, just understand, Squire, that I know all about it.
Yes, well, that's more than I do.
So I also know why he was killed.
Your brother?
Shot. found shot 6 months ago in Hamburg. But then, you'd know about that already, wouldn't you, Squire?
Look, I don't know what you're talking about.
Because you were the one that played God Almighty and had him killed.
I'd never even heard of him.
You might say it was his own fault getting mixed up in all that and then thinking he was clever enough to take his own cut.
Look, I've never been to Germany.
Well, all right, I disapproved. I said so. But it doesn't alter the fact that you killed my brother.
Oh, for God's sake.
He told you he doesn't know your brother.
Don't you believe it, Eileen. He knew him. He had him killed. And that's what I've come for.
Eileen, you know who he thinks I am?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm here to take a life for a life. Old Testament.
Would it surprise you to learn that I am not George Stevens?
No more talking now, Squire. I'm not listening.
My name is Russell Lewis. I run the local hotel. I've never been to Germany. I am not this lady's husband. I am not George Stevens.
He's not, really. George isn't here.
He's away in Germany.
Yes.
Ah, aren't you being too clever? This lady's already admitted she's Eileen Stevens.
Yes, but this
yes,
isn't...
Yes, of course she is.
This isn't my husband.
It doesn't mean that I'm her husband because you happen to find us together.
No? So who are you supposed to be?
I'm her lover.
Yes.
Lover? Listen, I've spent 6 months getting to you, Squire. There's no way I'm buying that. Oh, look, for God's sake...
Look, it's obvious. My husband's often in Germany. Well, you know it. You said he is.
Yes.
This isn't George Stevens.
Empty your pockets.
What?
Empty your pockets onto this table, slowly. And then we'll see who you are.
Certainly.
Yes, you will see. Now, look at his wallet.
Shut up.
Yes, well, that's the lot. Now, you can see from the wallet...
Shut up. Russell Lewis.
Yes.
Yes.
When is your husband coming home?
I don't know.
What?
No, she doesn't. He's in Germany most of the time.
In Germany.
You do believe us now.
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
So if I thought it was any kind of a trick...
There's no trick.
If I thought so, then I'd kill you both, right?
I think you'd better leave.
Oh, you know, when I learned about Neil, I gave up my job, everything. I got this gun. And now I've got the wrong man.
Yes, well, I think you'd better leave.
Right. But I'm still going to get him. And you can tell him. Why not? Tell him I'm after him. Neil Brooks' brother. I don't know whether you know the kind of man you're married to, lady, but you tell him if you like. I'll still get him.
Yes.
You should thank your lucky stars. You haven't done anything foolish.
Oh, don't push your luck, Squire. Don't give me an excuse, eh? I'm going then. Don't move until I've gone. And don't try and follow me. Right?
We won't.
No!
We've no reason to, have we?
And you can tell George Stevens. Tell him about this old gun. And tell him he'll be seeing it.
Has he gone?
Shh.
Yes. Yes, I think so.
He's come after George.
Yes.
Oh, God, Russell. He's come after George.
He's a raving lunatic. Though perhaps heaven sent in this case.
Ooh.
Are you all right, darling?
Mm. Yes.
Right. Now listen, because we haven't much time. Now, we're going to make good use of that crazy character, that Brooks or whoever he was. We're going to use him as a scapegoat.
What?
Now, we were going to bury the body in the garden, weren't we? Well, now we can leave it where it is.
Can we?
Yes. Just leave everything. Don't go into the study at all.
No?
No. Then we ring the police.
I don't understand.
Oh, darling. That lunatic is to be our scapegoat. We claim he did it.
But he'll deny it.
Who'd believe him? Look, think about it, darling. After all, George is dead. We killed him. Well, I killed him, if you like.
We killed him.
Oh, all right, then. Yes, but who has been to the house tonight? Armed? With a compelling motive, and has been witnessed by you.
Oh, it seems everyone wanted to kill poor George.
Yes, but you do see, darling, don't you?
Yes.
How course, it would mean,
What?
Well, that, that you'd have to carry it off. Telephone the police and everything. And obviously, I'll have to make a pretty quick exit.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I couldn't be found here, could I?
No.
Do you think you could manage it?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes. Yes, of course I could. I might even enjoy it.
And Eileen, please.
No, I mean it. I've helped murder my husband. I've been threatened with having my head blown off. Why should I worry about a few policemen?
And the press.
Oh, yes, anybody.
Hmm. Well, if we're going to do it, it'll have to be now.
Right.
You ring the police, then, and tell them how this maniac burst in and killed your husband.
I'll wait till you've got away, though, shall I?
No. Oh, no. The longer there is between the time of the death and your ringing.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Anyway, I'll be a mile away before you put the phone down. Oh, just better make sure. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, I haven't left anything.
You'd better ring now.
Without a moment's delay.
Oh, and,
Oh, do you know, I was just going to ask you what the number was.
Well, good luck.
Won't need it.
Emergency, which service do you require?
Police.
One moment, please. Police?
Police?
Yes?
My husband's been murdered. Please, come quickly.
Where are you, madam?
Oh, the Hollies Ravensbrook. It's on a road by itself. First right after the...
television mast?
Yes.
Yes, I know it, madam. And your name?
Eileen Stevens. Oh, please.
We'll have someone there right away, madam. Is the assailant still on the premises?
Still... Oh, no, he's gone. Gone.
Just stay where you are. We'll have someone there right away.
I thought you were...
Have you rung yet?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Why?
I can't find the car keys.
You can't find...
Help me look.
Didn't you pick them up?
I don't know. They might have dropped.
He must have taken them.
Oh, God.
He said about not following him. Well, he must have. He must have.
That bloody man. Lady, stop laughing. They'll catch us.
They'll catch you.
What?
You killed him.
You bitch.
Oh, yes. Scapegoat.
Look, what did the police say?
They said they were coming. They said they'd be here right away.
In Scapegoat by Peter Wally, Eileen was played by Heather Bell, Lewis by Henry Knowles, Brooks by Eric Allen, and the policewoman by Alison Draper. The play was directed by Ian Cotterell.